Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Today, you're on the precipice of change, or maybe you've fallen over the edge, but you've hit a change point in life, and we all do, almost daily. Certainly, some of the big points in life throughout a lifetime, many change points. What is change? Change is to replace something with something else, especially something of the kind that is newer and better, substituting for something that's worse, right? Hopefully that's the direction you go when you get to a change corner in your life or a change precipice in your life. And we're going to talk about change, how to go through change, how to make change happen, either in a proactive way, you see it coming, the corner's coming, and you need to make a change in your life, or reacting to something that you've been through. What happens at the point of change in your life can frankly make or break not only your day, but for months and maybe even a lifetime. And so we want to help you be intentional at the point of change. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We're live in our Intentional Living studios today across the country and on our podcast around the world. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center, where we want to help you experience your life the way God intended, because there ain't no better way to do it. You can try, but the scripture's pretty clear, and I think the testimonies of people and the stories indicate when we follow God's intention, things work out a whole lot better in our life. And so why don't you come and join us? We got some great calls already set. Want to have you join in. Tell us, when you went through a change in your life, what changed? And what did you do at that point of change to be proactive, to make a difference in your life and your family in a positive way? Helping other people. I want to find out what change you made, how'd you make it, and the difference it's made in your life. Give us a call. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Let's go.
Hi, Randy. This is Diana. I'm in Chandler, Arizona. I just had a quick comment. The intentional thing that I hear on the radio a lot, and the comments and people talking about everything, I had addictions to emotional things, hurts and wounds that became the pity parties, other items. I could never understand how I would just keep going around the same mountain. But listening and listening over the years and keep feeding the Word of God, I changed my mind. And when you get delivered in your mind, your heart, your whole purpose just changes up. And I thank God, because if you hadn't been on there talking, I would have never thought about what I was thinking about and reevaluating my heart. And I encourage those that listen. Sometimes it's hard to hear, but it's worth every moment. So thank you again from one of the faithful and very grateful listeners.
You're very welcome. Change your mind. That's one of the change points in life. Change your mind back. In fact, the Bible says we are to be renewed. That's change, right? Be renewed in the spirit of your minds. That's one thing. What other things? 888-888-1717. Let me just add on to what you just heard. C.S. Lewis gave sort of a beautiful word picture. He said, it may be hard for an egg to turn into a bird. It would be a jolly sight harder for it to learn to fly while remaining an egg. We are like eggs at present, and you cannot go on indefinitely being just an ordinary, decent egg. We must be hatched or we go bad. And that's a change point. Some of you are at a point where you need to make a decision today to say, I choose today to honor Christ. I want to be intentional in my marriage. I'm done with the financial problems. I'm going to be intentional in my finances. Maybe you've made these decisions and you've been proactive in making a change and you want to encourage others. Come and do it at 888-888-1717. Just before we get to the calls, I want to give a shout out to listeners in Wayne, Michigan. On the news, you probably heard there was a near tragic incident over the weekend at a vacation Bible school event, apparently, at the Cross Point Community Church, where a gunman came fully armed, loaded, ready to go. And thanks to the quick reaction, apparently, of some parishioners and security guard, he was neutralized. Lives were saved. And we're praying for you. It's a reminder, we live in a dangerous time, folks. And I don't share that to create fear, but to remind us that God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And intentional living is about facing the fears in our life whenever they come with confidence. All right, let's go. 888-888-1717. Scott, you're up first in Michigan. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good, Randy. I'm calling to weigh in on your topic about change.
Yeah.
Today. I had a change in my life when I started listening to Christian radio.
Oh.
And then and that really changed me. And plus, I got more involved in my church, and I got. And then I got involved with helping out with Vacation Bible School. And then I also started being a door greeter on Sunday morning.
Terrific. How did the radio impact you? Filling you with the music and the encouragement?
I was listening to secular music for a long time. And with my being in the church, that didn't sound right at all. And then I started... changed because of that Christian radio.
That's good.
And I listen to you every day.
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be able to do this every day. And Scott's in Michigan. It sounds like a setup, doesn't it? It wasn't. First caller, Scott, Christian radio. Difference is making. And the word to all of our affiliates around the country, radio stations, you men and women, if you feel discouraged, and boy, it can be discouraging. It can be. Lots of things. Trying to keep equipment going and towers and, you know, raising budget and meeting needs and doing all the things that we do 24 hours a day. Think about it. Once a radio station goes out, it's like a hospital. The door never closes. It's a big deal. And so guys, ladies, leaders, on air, off air, behind the scenes, all across the networks, God bless you. You're making a difference. Glad to be a part of it here. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. What change has been in your life? What is it? Is it a relationship, about what you tell yourself? Maybe it's, I don't know. Tell us, finance, health, what change you made, why, and how it's made a difference. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And, you know, I was thinking about, what does the Bible say about teaching? Proverbs chapter 9, it says, instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Isn't that interesting? I'm hoping that even teaching like this morning, for somebody here, they might say, oh, aha moments. I'm going to look for more aha moments. And I've been successful at what I'm doing today. We gain wisdom sometimes from somebody else who's teaching, good teachers. That's an excerpt from our lesson on aha moments, made available up on our website today for everybody around the world. Many tuning in, learning, growing, finding out, what does it mean to be intentional? People search the web, you know, a lot of people who don't know Christ, they're looking for help and hope, and they kind of stumble across, even though we don't think it's accidental, to our site and getting help, people coming to Christ. And all of this is possible because of the prayers and the, well, frankly, the generous financial support of so many friends. Thank you for doing that. In fact, you know we're down to the last week here. We wrap it up next week on the 30th for our fiscal year. 6 months of this, June 30th is our fiscal year. And I have in front of me exactly where we need to be to hit the goal. We had a challenge, shortfall, a funding challenge, a critical need here. And we're right now at $29,772 to go. And that financial fiscal need will be met. And we have three friends that have just recently here joined us to say, hey, we want to be a part of it. Julie did so in Glendale, $50. Thank you, Julie. Brian in Vail, Arizona, a part of Metro Tucson, gave $523. Thank you, Brian in Vail. Beautiful place. And then Sherry in Olathe, Kansas, $1,000. thank you, Sherry, Brian, Julie. You do the math. That's pushed us closer and closer to the goal. Can I just ask you in Jesus' name to step up and give your most generous gift? Please help us close out this fiscal year and help us be strong in reaching more people for Christ. Can I challenge someone to pick up Sherry's $1,000 gift idea and make that a challenge for yourself? But whatever you can do, give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and you can be a part of the ministry right now as well. Would you do that? 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Let's go to Eric, who's next in Michigan. What's going on with you, Eric?
The biggest thing about being intentional was enjoying the moment. I've always been very goal-oriented and very driven, and it's affected our relationship and our kids. And since we've refocused on God and just refocused on enjoying the moment, the process, the journey, every day that we're blessed with, it's just changed.
How has it changed your family, and what specific ways do you see things differently and interact differently than you did before?
I see more grace and love. I see more patience, and our conversations are less confrontational. And myself, as the leader in the family, I've been very harsh in the past with expectations that are maybe unrealistic at majority of the times, and not showing true grace and true love and understanding where everybody's at and just meeting them where they're at, how God does to each and every one of us. So,
Did this come as a result of a crisis, or you just had one of those aha moments, something's got to give and go in a different direction?
Yeah, I guess the short of it would be a crisis in our relationship. I'm divorced of 8 years. We're in a blended family. My fiance has 3 children. I have 3 children. And our family and our relationship was at a crisis turning point. Yeah, that would be a pretty fair statement. So Family Life Radio has been and became a big part of that, our church family, and just interesting how when we refocus, what things are just kind of taken out of our life, out of our conversation, out of, you know, relationships that fall wayside, and what things we just find ourselves naturally focusing on and gravitating towards. So it's just been a blessing to our family. The kids only want to listen to Family Life Radio. If we get in the car and for some reason there's something else on the radio, they want Family Life Radio. And you know, they don't want to miss church. They don't want to miss youth group. We've got ourselves signed up for a mission in November. Like, it's been life-changing.
Yeah, that's great. Listen, this sounds like a setup today, Eric. Thank you for calling and reminding us again about the power of being a part of a church, being a part of a fellowship, being a part of a community. And that's what we see ourselves here at the radio. I mean, we may not see each other physically, unless you tune in online and catch one of our podcasts and so on. But we're community. That's the way we look at it. And that we love being with you guys through the radio or through our podcast. Thank you much. Let's go to the calls here. Let me see. Terry's in Michigan. How are you, Terry?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good. It says you're a new single mom, huh?
Well, I was.
All right. Well, tell us about the change point then. What happened?
Oh, it was a huge change. I drank a lot. I became a single mom when my daughter was 3 months old and my son was a little over a year old. And that particular weekend, I went out and got drunk because my birthday was on that Saturday and I turned 23. And I was going to the store to get cigarettes and I had my babies with me. And there was a gentleman outside of this little church. It was a real, real small church. And he said, "You need to come in here." And I said, "No, I don't." And my son, he just started crying. And I couldn't get him to stop. So I went in and I dedicated my life and got baptized all in the same day.
Amen.
And I've been walking with God ever since. I raised my children until my son or my baby I adopted a baby after that when my baby girl was 10. And I raised them all the way up until my baby was 17 by myself. And then I just got married last year.
Congratulations.
And I was a widow when I was raising my children. And God sent me an amazing Christian man. We have a street ministry here in Michigan, and we travel a lot, a whole lot. And we help a lot of people.
My
single moms.
What a story.
Drug addicts, alcoholics. We help whoever we can.
Are you telling me the truth? This really happened in your life?
Yes, it has. This is nothing, sir. I've been through more than you can even think of.
How long ago did this all happen? That day, that drive to get the store of cigarettes and the guy said, come on into church. How long ago was that?
45 years ago. It's September 3rd. It'll be 45 years.
And you've been walking with Jesus ever since?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, that's a real story.
I'm a licensed minister, everything. Yes, sir.
What do you think would have happened if the guy hadn't been there and you'd gone and then got those cigarettes and went about your life the way you were? Where what would have happened, do you think?
I wouldn't have lived. I would have lost my children. I already know what would have happened to me.
Wow.
But God had a purpose for me to stay alive and live for Him. And I know what that purpose is, to help other people that went through some of the storms I've been through. So it's time for me to bring my book out now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a movie in that one, Terry. Listen, that's what a story. Listen, I don't know what you're doing today. You might not be driving to the store to get some cigarettes, but you might be driving somewhere kind of feeling lost and stuck. And it ain't working for you anymore. And we're talking about change today. And you know what? Change is going to happen with or without your permission. You're either going to follow it and be dragged along by it, or you're going to be proactive and say, I'm getting intentional with my life in Jesus, and I'm choosing to take a different path. The first step of intentional living is to make that big, huge, humongous decision that says, I'm done with this. I'm done going in the path I'm going. And then declare it. Declare what the goal is. Declare what direction you're headed. Now, if you're not a follower of Christ, give your life to Him today. That's the decision, right? If you are a Christian, you're a follower of Christ, but you're just feeling stuck, trapped, it ain't working for you. The decision and declaration is, hey, I'm going to get back on path and I'm going to head in the right direction. I'm going to surround myself with the people like Terry did that are going to build me up and get involved in a church. We're hearing the message, and I know it sounds like, hey, listen to the radio station, but that's why we're here. This one thing we want to play a part in encouraging you, our intentional living ministry, to help you in the process. You can do this with God's help. Terry just told you, if she'd have continued to go on that path, she wouldn't be here today. 45 years later, she's out helping other people. Raising kids, adopt a child, life has been different. One decision. What is it for you? Change point? Maybe it's today. By simply saying, Lord Jesus, I'm done trying to go my own way. I'm done. This ain't working for me. And I ask you to come into my life, be my Savior today. And you know what? According to the authority of Scripture, that'll happen. And then you got to do what Terry did. Get plugged into a local church where the Bible's being taught and the Word of God is raised up and you got a fellowship of people. Don't just try to do it by yourself. Stay stuck. No lone rangers in this growth in our spiritual life. Let God do a change in your life, starting today.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Amen. Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. And again, we're down to just a week to go, wrapping up our fiscal year, and I get a chance to see the tote board in front of us, and I'm waiting on someone before we end this show here in the next 10 minutes who will step up and say, I want to be a part of this. Randy, count me in. Let's reach more people for Christ. Join Sherry with her $1,000 gift, and Brian from Vail, and Julie from Glendale, and Jason from Syracuse, New York. These are all friends who are joining us at different amounts. Everything's going to help us do what we're trying to do. In Jesus' name, call 888-888-1717. Press number 2, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Change. Cynthia, how are you there in Michigan today? Are you there, Cynthia? Well, apparently not. We'll have to find out what's going on. Didn't come through. Let's go to Amber that's in Georgia. What's been a change in your life, Amber?
Well, I've always been told to, you know, never ask God or pray for patience, because then he'll give you some trying times and to really test you there. But I've been, like, really praying and focusing on, I'm a mom of two. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. And growing up, personally, my experience, my parents lost their temper and raising their voice was something normal. It's something that I experience frequently. And I've really wanted to focus on changing that for my children, so they have a different experience. So what I've been really focused on for the past couple weeks, and it's been amazing, is whenever I lose my temper or I raise my voice or I do something that I'm not very proud of as a mom, I immediately stop whatever it is. I've been at a restaurant, in the middle of a restaurant. It's been in the middle of my kitchen. I stop, I get down on my son's level, I gently hold his arms, and I say, I'm so sorry, Gavin. Mama was not proud of doing that. I should not have raised my voice, or I shouldn't have done that to you. I lost my patience, and I'm sorry. It's something that I'm working on, and I will do my best to be a better mom for you. And I pray that you please forgive me, and I love you. And it's been so sweet, because he's 4.5, and he says, thank you, Mama, for saying you're sorry. It's okay. I love you. You're the best mama ever. And it gives me the biggest hug. And it's amazing, because it's something that, one, I'm keeping myself in check in the moment, and it made me better. It's helping me not lose my patience or raise my voice in the moment, as, you know, as sometimes it might be difficult. But it's just, it's been sweet that he's kind of helping me keep, mm-hmm. and hopefully it sticks with him.
You keep doing that. For 30 days, 60 days, pretty soon you won't have to be thinking about it. It'll just become a habit. You'll find a better way to be able to communicate mm-hmm. your frustration. Can I give you a Bible verse that you can kind of put up in front of you to remind you of the power of what you're doing?
Yes, please.
All right. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. Wise guy Solomon, near the end of his life, he wrote Ecclesiastes when he was older, reflecting on life. And in Ecclesiastes 9:17, Amber, he said this. He said, the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. And what he meant by that is, it says that there's wisdom in quietness. There's wisdom in being able to control our shouting or control through our words. There's power in quiet. You've probably noticed with your kids, haven't you, that when you get real quiet, They wonder what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a quiet word, or what mom's really, what's mom up to? She's not saying anything. There's the power in mm-hmm. quietness. And as you continue to make that a habit in your life, listen, that's transformational for your family.
That's what I'm working on. I want to have I'm not going to be perfect, but I'm going to try my hardest to be. So I appreciate the Bible verse is something to reflect on and to remind myself. But yeah, I wanted to share that because it's definitely something I wasn't taught, but I realized that I needed to do something different for yeah. my family.
And listen, when you fail on that, Amber, and you fall down and it's not as perfect as you think it should be or want to be, there's a corner there where you can either go into discouragement because you didn't meet your own expectation, or you can just
plow through and get back up and keep going. That's what you need to do. Hey, listen, Jesus said this in Matthew 18. And we're talking about change today, right? We're talking about the power of change, the importance of change. Here it is. Jesus said, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That is a profound verse. What does that mean? Childlike doesn't mean that we're kids babbling. It just means we're childlike, like little children, which they trust. They have faith. And that's what God is asking us to do, to have faith and trust in Him. But that requires change. That may be the beginning point for you today. And keep in mind, for those of you who are discouraged today, you have someone that you're saying, hey, I want them to change. I want my spouse to change. I want my kids to change. I want the government to change. I want the weather to change. Right? We only have the 3-foot rule. I can only change myself. Right? That's where it begins. That's what Viktor Frankl said. He's the author of Man's Search for Meaning. He was a neuropsychologist, psychiatrist that was in concentration camp during the Holocaust. He said, when you are no longer able to change a situation, he couldn't. He was held captive. Maybe you feel that way. Maybe you can't change the situation. When you're no longer able to change the situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. That's where it begins, right? With ourselves. 3-foot rule. That's the kind of change that really will last. Okay, I'll tell you what. Hang on. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to stay here in the studio, and I'd like to go ahead and record a show that's going to show up tomorrow here on Intentional Living. And so if you'll just hang on the line, I'll get to you in a moment. Cynthia, I'd love to talk to you and hear your story and others that are standing by. And I hope you'll encourage others to join us as we talk about change. Continuing that discussion tomorrow. And again, a huge thank you to those of you who've been praying for me and for the team here and been supporting the ministry. We're down now to just a week to go to wrap up our fiscal year on June 30th. And we're $29,772 to go, flat out. That's the number we're gonna stick with right here, because that's what it shows for today, as of today. And can I just challenge you to pray about knocking some of that off with your best gift? We need your help. If you believe in what's going on, you believe in the radio, you believe in the podcast, you believe in intentional living in Christ, and it's made an impact in your life, would you help? 888-888-1717. You can call and talk to me or talk to our staff with your gift, or go online to theintentionallife.com. Let's continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for the peace in the Middle East. Pray for our leaders as we do every day. In our own family. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.